History and Folklore Collection for Texas History. And I am going to interview my aunt on the Great Depression. Today is October 24th, 1999. Her name is Lottie Meller Davis, and she lives in Victoria, Texas. And she was born on June 14th, 1906. And she has lived through the Depression, so she knows a few things for us. Okay. Aunt Lottie, what were you doing when you first heard about that there was a collapse at Wall Street?
Well, I was home. My husband came in and told about it.
And what did you think, then?
My thoughts were, how bad is it? Or will it get better, or will it get worse?
Did y'all realize to what extent all this was, no, was going to happen?
No, didn't. Uh-uh.
And where were you living at the time?
Harlingen, Texas.
Harlingen. And what did you do, and your husband, what did he do?
He was a mechanic and a machinist.
And you were?
Just a housewife.
Housewife. And y'all have a child then?
Yes, we had one child.
One child. Okay. How old were you when all this happened, when the Depression?
24.
24. So you were out of the house and you were living on your own. Okay. Can you tell me what it was like for you or your neighbors during this time?
Well, during all the Depression, he had a job, but his wages were cut almost half. We survived it pretty well, but we had neighbors that didn't. They were pretty desperate, and they had very little money and couldn't get no jobs and couldn't even get 25 cents to cut a yard. So it was pretty bad.
Okay, what did he make at first?
And then he was making $40 a week, and he was cut back to 25.
So half then?
Yeah, almost half.
And how long did all this last?
Well, until President Roosevelt was elected president.
Which is how many years then did all this
I don't
through?
Remember what year he was elected. Was it 32 or... I don't remember.
So all this went for, what, that 2, 3, 4 years or so? Or
well,
more?
Not quite that long, I don't think. It just as soon as President Roosevelt got in, he began to put people to work. He was preparing jobs and all that for the people to go to work.
So what was it like to buy groceries or clothes?
Well, for some people it was pretty bad because they had no money to buy with. But for ourselves, my family, we had a little, enough that we could survive and get through pretty well.
And did you ever see any of the soup lines or have to...
Well, I didn't see them, but I knew they had them. But they were around, the soup lines. And
did y'all ever have to help anybody out, or?
Well, I probably cook some of food once in a while, and my neighbors, and share with them, and but that would be about all. That's all we could do. We couldn't do much.
And what was, like, the price of food? What was?
Oh my. Well, you could buy a week's groceries for $5. To do you all week long. So your basket was piled up with groceries.
Not like nowadays.
No, nothing like it.
Okay, what was a loaf of bread? What a loaf of bread cost?
About 10 cents a loaf. Gasoline was from 12 to 15 cents a gallon.
Well, so, you find like gas was plentiful, or you just...
Yes, you could get all the gas you wanted. We never run short of gas. And for farmers or anything like that, they couldn't sell their cotton and cattle or anything for very little. My daddy sold a cow for $6. You can't even buy a rose for $6. Now.
Well, did Grandpa farm back then?
Yes, they were farmers. They done very well because they had their... That's the only way they made it, because they were several of the children, the brothers and sisters, were home yet. And they farmed and had their garden, their cattle, their chickens and turkeys and all of that, and they survived pretty well.
Will they get to sell their cotton, or
well, yes, they sold it, but it was very cheap. Maybe 10 cents a pound.
So they didn't make much off of that.
They didn't make much. They just survived.
Yes. On what they had on the farm.
But theirs was mostly they lived on the farm. They depended on the farm making their living, mostly.
Well, how did it seems like a lot of people, when you read, they had to leave their farms and that. Why was that?
Well, they couldn't get anything. They couldn't get enough to plant the next crop in. And all, so there wasn't nothing they could do.
Because I know Grandpa and them, they own their own land.
Well, see, they didn't have to pay rent out of it or anything like that, because what they made was theirs.
Yeah, everything was in there.
And, yes.
So what was, if you remember in the Depression, what was a bad experience? What would you say? Something? Was there anything that you remember that contributed that was a bad experience to the?
Well, the only bad is for our family. We survived pretty well. We done very well. We just existed, you might say. But there was just lots of them that didn't. You could look around and see, and you felt sorry for them. But what could you do? It was nothing.
Now, how did they live? I mean, how did they survive?
Well, I think they were hungry part of the time, because it just there wasn't no money to buy food. So.
And what kind of work did they do, or what?
Well, some of them, the ones that was working, they worked in, they delivered at that time, they delivered ice to people out in the country and in town and around. Well, they kind of had, they were making a little bit. They could survive. But some of the older ones, I think the one family, the son couldn't get work. There was no work. And the daughter, she finally got a little work at the laundry. And that's where she worked, and that's what they survived on.
And what was
all they had?
Her salary,
I don't remember what her salary was, but it wasn't much. Probably $7 a week, something like that. It wasn't very much. But it's just enough to maybe buy them a few groceries. Yeah. Because they had their own home. So.
Well, what did y'all do for entertainment or anything? Did y'all have anything like that
back then? We had no entertainment. If there wasn't anything, you didn't have the money to go to it. No, there wasn't anything. Once in a while, going to a show was cheap then. And maybe we'd go to the show maybe once a month or something like that. And that was about it.
And how much was it to get in?
It wasn't very much. Maybe 25 cents or something that way. It wasn't very much.
How did it affect the community that you were in? What did you see in the community?
Well, they were all in the same predicament. They all felt sorry for each other. And, there wasn't anything nobody could do for each other. They didn't have anything to do with. So, it was sad.
Everybody kind of just sat around and...
Sat around and talked, and that's about, visit each other, and that was all you could do. There just wasn't anything. You had to do something.
Yeah. If something like that happened again, what kind of advice would you give someone to make it through a hard time like this?
I would tell them now to save all they could save and put it away, so if something happened, they could survive a little while.
And what kind of, like, did you have to cook different types of food to conserve your money or something? Did you find out?
Well, yes, you did.
What was that? Like, what? Like lots of beans and rice or
beans
what?
Beans and rice and potatoes and once in a while you'd have a roast, maybe a small roast or a steak or something like that. And well, that was about maybe a dessert, maybe make a cake once in a while. And that was just about it. You just didn't go overboard with any of it.
Did y'all ever go out and eat or?
No.
Mm-mm. And what was there banks then, or was all the banks closed, or
no.
What?
The banks, you didn't know when, there were so many of them going closed all the time. People would put their money in, their check, you know, if they was getting a check, those that were working, they would get a check and they would deposit it Friday evening, and Monday morning, probably the bank wasn't open. But they took their money, their checks, deposited, and they didn't open Monday morning, so they lost their savings. They lost everything.
Did y'all ever have any of that happen? Or?
Yeah, not us, but the bookkeeper where my husband was working did. She lost her last savings. Never did get it back. Never got nothing.
And how much was that, you know?
Yes, she had $700, I think, in the bank. That wasn't a whole lot. But that was all she had. But, you know, in those days, $700 was like several thousand now. Mm-hmm. Because everything was cheap. You could go buy a pair of shoes, maybe for a dress pair of shoes for $3. And if you paid $5, gosh, you thought you were splurging.
So when did the banks start opening back up? Or?
I don't remember that, about what time they got started opening. I don't know.
Did y'all trust them?
Beg pardon?
Did y'all trust them then?
Well, not really. We never did have enough to put in the bank to build a bank account. So we kept what we had was at home.
So y'all did everything with cash back then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about the minorities? That I'm sure down there, a lot of the Spanish people.
Well, they was. There was lots of Spanish people. Mm-hmm. There wasn't very many colored people down there, but it was all mostly Spanish.
And how did they live? How was their housing and stuff?
I really can't tell you about their housing or anything, but it wasn't all that good, is the only thing I know. But other than that, I don't know.
Was it worse than most white people there, or?
Yes.
They were in worse shape?
Yes.
And what about jobs for them? Were there any jobs? Or?
Well, no. Because, you know, most of them were laborers. And there just wasn't nothing to do. They didn't have any jobs.
What was one thing that you could say you learned from the Depression?
Well, I learned that I hope that it never went, that we never got in that condition again. Because it was pretty rough on everybody.
This concludes our discussion on the Great Depression, as by Lottie Miller Davis, who lived in Harlingen at the time, and right now is 93 years old and is a resident of Victoria, Texas. Well, it was, they had farms then, right?
They had farms. They would work on the farms, you know, like when the onions and the beans and all of that was ready to gather and the pick market, they worked then. They got a little something. But other than that, there just wasn't anything.
Well, did you see a lot of the big farmers down there? Did you see them, like, shutting down, quit farming at the time, or did they still farm?
No, they kept, you know, they would plant their fall crops, and they would come off in the spring. Yeah. You know, things like cabbage and lettuce and carrots and things like that for the winter. And that would give them some work to do. And then, of course, they had the fruit, you know, and everything. They had to, they would pick their fruit. And in the spring, they would have prunes, you know, plums, and different things that way. But mostly it was grapefruit and oranges.
Well, with them being with the vegetables and the fruit down there, did that help out for the, with the economy? Did it help people to eat than in other places?
Well, whenever they had work, you know, and it did, yes, because see, they would pay them so much, and they could buy their food, and that's about all they could buy. Though they didn't go overboard with nothing because they didn't have enough money to do it.
Was any of it ever given away to people on these big farms, do you know?
Well, yes, they would give them, they'd give them all the fruit they could, you know, eat, take home or whatever. They got that. But that was it.
And what was the, like, the cotton and corn prices, do you know?
I have no idea about that. Because, see, I wasn't close to the farms or anything. And I don't remember anything about that. The only thing I remember was when my daddy would talk about the farm, because see, he raised cotton, and of course the cotton went down to about 10 cents a pound or 8 cents a pound, and that was it.
Were they able to sell it, or?
Well, yes, for just a small price, 8 cents or 10 cents a pound. Hardly anything.
And how did they find someone to pick it? Who'd they have to pick their cotton?
Well, usually the Spanish people from down in the valley, they would come on up this way, and they would camp out in town. And if you got a family, you know, you had to have a house to put them in it. And they would pick cotton, chop cotton, whatever there was to do.
So they were still migrant workers during
yes.
that time.
Oh, yes, they were plentiful then.
And I wonder what they worked for, how much. Do you know?
Well, when they were chopping cotton, they were given so much a row. Maybe 10 cents a row to chop cotton. And then when picking time came, they would pick for so much a hundred. Maybe 75 cents a hundred, 50 cents a hundred, whatever it was, they would pick the cotton.
Later you got up to $1 a hundred.
Well, that was when things began to get better.
Yeah.
They got up to a little more, maybe $1 a hundred then. But during the Depression, it wasn't that good. Well, the farmer couldn't pay it because he wasn't getting much for his cotton.
Yeah.
So therefore, he couldn't pay the hands much to pick cotton. Mm.
And do you know anything about the oil production at that time?
No, I know nothing about the oil production at all.
And when Roosevelt became president, what kind of happened then?
Well, everybody was very happy when he began to open up jobs where everybody could kind of go to work, or most everybody that wanted to work could, you know, had a job. And everything began to kind of look up. They survived a little better.
And how did any of this affect y'all? I mean, did you get pay increases or?
Well, yes. It began to go back again, but not very fast. Not like it came down.
Well, your husband was a machinist?
And a mechanic.
And a mechanic. Yeah. So he always had plenty of work?
He always had work, yes.
Did he work for a company, or?
Yeah, well, it was two brothers that had this machine shop and mechanic. You know, they worked on cars, mechanics. And They survived pretty well then after that.
So where did their clientele, where did it come from? Just the people?
Just the people around in the valley, there in Harlingen and the surrounding, maybe little towns or something, or in the country. But they always had work.
And how did they get paid? I mean, did they have problems getting paid, or how did they get paid?
Now, I don't know about the boss, the brothers, but my husband got paid. They paid him. But now, I guess as they got their jobs done, the people that had the job done, they paid the...
And did your husband get paid every week, or...?
Yes, every week.
Every week. Uh-huh. Did he always get his paycheck, or...?
All but during the Depression.
And what was that like when he didn't get paid? Sometimes?
Well, we just had to do without. Just like the others did. And if you had to... if you were getting a paycheck regularly, you could save a few dollars because everything was cheap. And the time you didn't get a paycheck, you had a little bit to fall back on.
And like, if you didn't get a paycheck, did you usually get one the next week, or was it?
Yes.
So y'all maybe would go 1 week without?
We'd go once in a while without a paycheck.
And did that hurt, or?
Well, we didn't feel it so bad because we always could buy groceries and whatever we needed. We didn't go overboard in buying because we knew better. We probably had needed the money for something else sometimes, doctor bills or something.
And like at the grocery store, did they ever give credit to people?
Well, now that I don't know because we never did ask for credit.
And like, what kind of bills? Y'all had rent, and then what, like the electricity?
We have electricity at home, but it was very cheap. wasn't too bad.
And did any of that go down when the Depression was your rent?
I don't remember whether it did or not. And that's been a long time ago. I can't remember that far back whether it went down or what happened.
And when World War II started, did that kind of bring everything out of...
Oh, yes. Yes. It really did.
And how
everybody had jobs, and they were begging for people to work.
And when did all that start?
Well, let's see. I guess it must have started somewhere around the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first of the 40s.
Mm-hmm. So there were more jobs than there were people then?
Oh, yes. They were begging for workers then.
Well, did you see that as what really helped the most, helped come out of the Depression, build everything back up with World War
II? Yes, it really did. It really did. Because everybody could get work and the wages went up, they were better off then than they were during the Depression, much better off.
And what did you do during World War II?
I was a housewife.
Did you ever work in a company? Did you work building or welding?
Yes. What about, let's see, 43, I think it was. My husband was in the service. He went in the service. And I went to Houston and went to work as a welder at the Houston shipyard. And when he was transferred out to California, I went out there and was working at Vallejo, California, at Maryland Shipyard.
And how did you learn to weld?
Well, at the time, my husband and I were living in San Antonio, and we both kind of took a little bit of welding instruction. And that's how it started. And of course, he went into the service, and I continued mine.
And was it interesting?
Well, yes, I enjoyed it. If I had it to do over, I'd do it again.
Would you?
I really would.
And so what did you weld? What did you work on?
Well, we worked on the stuff that goes on the ships, you know, those big, I don't know, you'd have to weld them, you know, down on the slabs, and then with those big ganthers, they'd take them to the ships, and then the welders on the ships would put them together, weld them together.
Depression. Now we kind of got off here. What was it like for clothes and such?
Well, clothes were cheap. You could buy material for 8 and 10 cents a yard for making clothes, you know, dresses and things like that. And shirts were cheap, probably a dollar, less than a dollar. And, well, everything, it was all cheap. You could go a long ways on $5.
And if people buy clothes or make a lot of them?
They made their clothes mostly. You know, school clothes for children and the house, you know, around the house. Well, they made their clothes that they went to church and everything. So they really made most of their clothes.
And
because material was cheap, but it was all cheap. And the trimmings and all that went on it was all cheap.
And
so they didn't buy anything already made.
What was school? You know, did they still have school?
Oh yes.
So schools weren't shut down or anything?
No, not as far as I know, they weren't.
The kids just walked mainly.
Oh yes, they walked.